Chapter 1. In the moments before the sun rose over the horizon, the African plain was hushed. No birds sang. No animals called. The only sounds were the soft whisper of the breeze as it blew through the long grasses, still green in the early spring, and the distant thunder of the water cascading over Victoria Falls into the frothy pools below. But as the sun's light began to break over the savanna, life began to stir. It was slow at first, barely noticeable. A soft mew rising from the meerkat den, a rustle of feathers as the marabou storks lifted their long black wings and stretched their necks. Then faster and faster, the sounds grew louder, merging into the song of the savanna. Cheetah mothers coaxed their young out into the sunlight with gentle nudges to their cubs' sides and quick licks to say hello. A pair of tulpies tapped their horns in greeting and then turned toward the grasslands, eager for their first meal of the day. Their brown bodies, marked with swaths of black, glimmered in the sun as it rose higher and higher. Over the open plains, a herd of elephants began to march toward the watering hole, their long trunks swinging, the pads of their large feet leaving deep impressions on the dry ground. Near the top of a hill, a mother giraffe appeared, her baby following close behind, its head swiveling back and forth as it scanned the landscape for friends and predators. Below, on a plain still covered with a thin layer of morning mist, a herd of gazelles leapt and played, the young ones jumping over brush with abandon and then spooking as an even larger herd of zebras passed by. Even the smallest of life had awoken. On tree branches, ants began to march out of their holes and head to ground, careful to stay out of the way of the hungry guinea fowl. Tiny birds flew from branch to branch, the boldest occasionally swooping down to catch a ride on a passing elephant. As all the animals of the savanna continued to wake, the sound grew to a crescendo until finally it broke with a loud trumpet from an elephant. But beneath the peace was a growing sense of excitement that every animal, from the largest to the smallest, felt. It was why, in almost perfect synchrony and complete harmony, they began to make their way to Pride Rock. The heart of their part of the savanna, Pride Rock, was where Mufasa, the giant lion who had led the land for years, and his pride of lions lived. And on this day, he would introduce his kingdom to his son. It was a tradition that had been upheld for generations. Mufasa's family was well respected. He was a fierce and mighty lion, but he was kind, and he treated everyone, from the ants to the antelope, as important. In return, he had earned the respect of every animal family in the Pride Lands, and now they would show their respect by greeting his new son. The sun had fully risen in the sky by the time all the animals arrived at Pride Rock. A hush fell over them as they raised their heads to look at the large rock jutting out over the savanna. It dominated the landscape, casting those nearest to it in shadow. For years, it had been the symbol of their kingdom, a natural amphitheater and gathering place. In the wet season, it provided shelter, and in the dry season, it was a refuge from the brutal sun. But most importantly, it was where Mufasa and his queen, Sarabi, lived with their pride of lions. Now it was a stage, and everyone was eager for the show to begin. As they waited inside the cave, tucked in the back of Pride Rock, Mufasa looked down at his queen. Beside her, their young son, Simba, slept peacefully, unaware of what was in store. His light brown body was relaxed, his sides rising evenly as he breathed in and out. Lowering her head, Sarabi gently nuzzled the young cub. Simba's eyes slowly opened. At the comforting sight of his mother and father, he let out a big yawn and then stretched. Mufasa smiled proudly, watching him. He had done many great things in his life, but the thing he was most proud of was this: his son, his queen, and the life